This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian officials say the regiment that doggedly defended a steel mill as Ukraine's last stronghold in the port city of Mariupol has completed its mission. The declaration came Monday after more than 260 fighters, including some badly wounded, were evacuated and taken to areas under Russia's control. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the evacuation to separatist-controlled territory was done to save the lives of the fighters who endured weeks of Russian assaults in the maze of underground passages below the hulking steelworks. An unknown number of defenders stayed behind to await other rescue efforts. Meanwhile, Sweden joined Finland in deciding to seek NATO membership. The move was another diplomatic setback for Moscow. The 18-year-old gunman accused of a deadly racist rampage at a Buffalo supermarket seems to fit an all-too-familiar profile. An aggravated or aggrieved white man steeped in hate-filled conspiracies online and inspired by other extremist massacres, Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, appears to have been driven to action roughly 2 years from when his radical indoctrination began, showing just how quickly and easily murderous assaults can be spawned on the Internet, no tactical training or organizational help required. While law enforcement officials have grown adept since the 9/11 attacks at disrupting well-organized plots, they face a much tougher challenge in intercepting self-radicalized young men who absorb racist screeds on social media and plot violence on their own. He is accused of fatally shooting 10 black people and could face federal hate crime charges in the coming days. He purportedly left behind a 180-page diatribe.